step and turn. Let me tell you a story, child, while they prepare those shoes. Once I danced all night with my sisters, and we wore out our slippers. Cloth of gold, damask, embroidered linen. The royal cobblers never thought to try iron. Ingenious of you, I must say. Did the prison of your glass give you the idea? Sand at a high enough temperature becomes glass. Cinder shines. Do you think iron will purify? I am pure, child, but not what you wish. And at the end of this I will be bone, another mother dead. But I was telling you a story. We'd wait for nightfall, my sisters and I, then take the secret stair behind the wardrobe. Down it wound into the underworld, down to the wine-dark river, where golden gondolas waited to take us to the marble dance floor. You think your ball was grand, with its one prince, its mirrored hall? We waltzed amid jeweled trees, under fairy lights, with the sons of fallen angels, demigods our suitors. We dined on plates of diamond, drank sweet nectar from sapphire cups. And yes, we wore our slippers to ribbons, but never think we were not willing. We loved to dance, and there are no bores among angels. But now I see you're curious to know what changed. The answer is, nothing much. A man, a soldier home from war, and our father's temper. He was promised the hand of whichever of us he pleased, if he could learn the fate of our slippers. He was clever, and that pleased only me. He was cunning, and he found his way down with us. On that marble floor I dared him to dance with me, so that he knew, I knew, he was there. It was dancing with the wind, the wild storm. No god or angel could match that. They said he broke a spell, but I knew he'd cast one. He caught me in it. I went home with him, bore two daughters, then buried him not 7 years later. Now we come to your part of the story, child. I'd caught the wind and been caught in it, but the wind carried no treasure, no gold or jewels to exalt my babes, no nectar to feed them, no slippers or ball gowns to clothe them. I had no choice but to marry again, and my new husband had a daughter. I never hated you, child, not I nor my daughters, but you hoarded for your dead mother, like you could bring her back to life with it. There were the living to think of, so I banished you to scraps, in the hope some self-preservation would bring you to your senses. And here we are. The shoes are nearly done, I see. Put them on me and I'll dance. I'll dance as you have never dreamed, wild as fire and wind and love. But first the curse. Of course I curse you. You cursed me. Or perhaps I should curse your children for what you've done to my daughters, who can no longer dance. Yes, I think that's the way. You'll have a girl who loves to dance, who loves to wander, and her wandering will bring her to a monster. She'll love that monster enough to put on iron shoes and wear them out in finding him. She'll love that monster enough to ride the winds back, though he might throw her off, child who stole his granddaughters. Ah, you're crying. But are you crying for your poor girl's feet? Her fear? Her death? Or because she'll love a monster? What if I told you the monster was a demigod, a fallen angel, who will turn to gold and nectar in her mouth? What if I told you a curse is merely protection for the only granddaughter you'll let me have? No matter, the coals are red, the iron is hot, and you want to see my flesh turn to cinders. You may even burn my tongue, if you like. I've no more use for it. My story is told. I only ask, When all is done, cast my ashes out the castle doors, that they can dance with the wind, at last free of shoes.